This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, has extended his warm greetings and good wishes to the people of the state, particularly to the Buddhist community on the auspicious occasion of Buddha Purnima. He wished that the sacred day would continue to inspire all to embrace and uphold the noble teachings of Gautam Buddha in both letter and spirit. Governor Parnayak has also extended his warm greetings to the people of the state, especially to the hard-working men and women whose dedication sustains our society on the occasion of International Labour Day. Following earlier agreement, a joint team of regional committees, members of East Siang District and Dhemaji District of Assam, visited Assam-Arunachal boundary on Thursday and fixed location for erecting boundary pillars. The joint team of regional committee, accompanied by officials of East Siang District Administration and Central Government Survey Department, selected 19 locations along Assam-Arunachal boundary from Oyan, Jampani, Porson on the right bank of Siang River to Depi village of East Siang bordering Laimakuri Panchayat of Assam. The team will go on a technical verification process to ascertain the accurate boundary line as per earlier decision. Today, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu attended the ICPP Growth Conference 2026 at Taj Mahal Hotel, New Delhi, hosted by Isaac Center for Public Policy, Asoka University. Addressing the policymakers, academicians, and thought leaders, he outlined the state's growth journey, key reforms, and development initiatives. Calling Arunachal a hydropower powerhouse of India, he noted 19,000 megawatt projects under development and a 40,000 megawatt target by 2047, contributing India's progress. The State Foundation Day of Gujarat and Maharashtra, along with the Statehood Day of Himachal Pradesh, was celebrated today at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar, in the presence of the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, along with the First Lady of the State, Srimati Anaga Parnayak. The program was marked by a rich display of cultural performances that showcased the diversity and vibrancy of India's traditions. The Arunachal Pradesh Trade Union Federation Pasighat Unit celebrated International Labour Day with enthusiasm at Pasighat today. A memorandum highlighting key labour issues was submitted and appreciation certificates were distributed. Chief Guest Tapi Darang emphasized that workers are the backbone of development and stressed the need for fair wages, safe working conditions and effective implementation of welfare schemes. He also called for skill development and stronger coordination between workers and administration. Meanwhile, Spearhead Division of Spear Corps commemorated Labour Day at forward locations Mechuka Valley, paying tribute to the invaluable contribution of porters who continue to play a vital role in sustaining operations in challenging high-altitude terrain. The house listing and housing census field operations begin from today across Arunachal Pradesh and will continue until May 30, 2026. During this period, trained census enumerators will visit households across the state to collect data directly. Residents are advised to keep necessary information ready, such as the details of family members, type of housing, and availability of facilities to make the process smooth and quick. They are also encouraged to verify an identity of enumerators during visits for their own safety. The self-enumeration process under the house listing and housing census for Census 2027 went from 16th April and ended on the 30th of April. Meteorological Center Itanagar forecast orange alert thunderstorm and lightning with heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places for Anjor district and very heavy rain for Papumpade district of Arunachal Pradesh. Additionally, it also predicted yellow alert of thunderstorm and lightning with heavy rain at isolated places for Lower Subansiri, Lower Siang, Leparada, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Lohit, Namsai, Changlang and Tirab districts. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.